Sunday night, Kodesh Al Vav Besam Tvar Halacha, Sunday night, Or Levav Elul.
Although there are many mitzvahs, maybe even all mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to eat before you do that once the time of the mitzvah comes, but Kiddush, and Havdalah too, but tonight we'll talk about Kiddush, hold a special place, because by Kiddush, usually we say a meal, or ad kazayis, or ad kebetz, or pas, and as many peiros as you want, but by Kiddush you can't eat or drink anything, not even drink water, once the time of Kiddush comes. That Chazal were more machmir by Kiddush, and they said, can't, nothing. That Isser, so to speak, we'll call it Isser, is Chal, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, or at Shkia, when sort of an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos. With women it would be Chal by Hadlokas Neros. If they feel they have to drink afterwards, maybe sometimes a nursing mother feels she has to drink even after she benches Licht, so she'll have to make a Tanai. She'll have to make a Tanai, like a woman can make a Tanai B'Shas HaTzorech, that she's not Mekabel Shabbos with Hadlokas Neros. So she'll make such a Tanai if she sees it's necessary. If a person sees that he will not have wine or challah, because at night you can make kiddush on challah b'di'evet, if he sees he won't have one, so then he can eat. If he's sure he won't have one that night, at night, so he can eat without having made kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says he should wait. Mishnah Berurah says how long should he wait? He should wait as long as he can, but certainly not after chatzos. If you're wondering how much you should wait, he says, no, you don't have to wait more than chatzos. But you probably, you know, you wait until you really, you know, if you're hungry, like really hungry, and it's causing you tzar b'Shabbos, and then you can eat. But only if you are reasonably certain that you're not going to get. So then you can eat. But you should wait. Maybe you will get. Okay. That's the Dvar Halacha. Now we're going to learn. Back to the Hakdama of the Chavis Halvavis. We're in Shir 29, and Chavis Halvavis is sort of segued into discussing the primacy in his eyes of figuring things out, rather than be soimich on what we have b'Kabbalah. We certainly have it b'Kabbalah, meaning through the Masorah. We certainly have it that way, but you really have to work things, you're supposed to try to work things out for yourself, and he has a whole Meirich in that, and he has a Taina. Now he has two Rayas, he says. He says, Zayasbar Mishnei Ponim. I have two rayas. Ha'echad mayhem, a very interesting raya. We had this, we just read this in the Torah. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Palim Imchadover La Mishpat, Bein Dom La Dom, Bein Din La Din, Bein Nega La Nega, Divei Rivels Bisharecha, La Sisa Al Piyadover Shiyagidu Lecha. So he says, what's the Pasuk talking about? Why, he says, Some Mistakel B'Mashakol La Pasuk Arishim Einem Adinim. The Pasuk's talking about things that you would have to have it through your Rebbeim. You wouldn't know, you can't figure out with your Seichel, Bein Dam Ladam, or I guess Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. He says the Pasuk's talking about things that are Mukhrach, that you would only know them through Kabbalah. Timtzeim Devarim Shetzvichon Lefrodosim Lechalkom Ledakti Grim Derech HaKabbalah, Lobo Derech Osos HaSeichel. Hello Tiresh, hello Hisker Bechlolom, Inyam Minyan Yonim, Asher Yasigu Mitzad HaSeichel. Why didn't the Pasuk say, Ki Lo Omar, Shenestapek b'inyan ha'yichud, echu. You're not sure about yichud Hashem, or b'shmo sabore, or b'midosav, or b'shoresh mishoresh hadas, avodas hamokom, b'toach olav, having b'tochon, hikon olafon of yichud ha'maisa l'shmo, u'levor ha'maisa natoivim, mipigei ha'hefzid, v'nyonei ha'tshuvam in ha'veiros, v'liro mimenu, v'lava also, v'vizboshesh miponov, anything that a person really should be what a person should figure out for himself and clarify for himself, so that's how he should clarify his sveikus. if you don't know, I guess you go ask. But the pasuk, he doesn't seem to be at peace with the pasuk just saying. So if you don't know, go ask. If you don't know, figure it out. I mean, you always have to go ask. Let's say you can't figure it out. But Chavis HaLavis, for some reason, says that you see the pasuk is not talking about things that you should be able to figure out with your seichel, but it's talking about things that you would only know through the Kabbalah, from your Rebbeim. Dan Ladin, I don't know why Din Ladin would be that way, but there are dinim that you have to have the Kabbalah, I guess. You can't figure out Chosha Mishpat yourself. Of course, Kabbalah is important. That's how we know what to think about. But then you have to figure it out. The pasuk says, "V'yodata hayom, v'ashevos elav avecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shmai mimal v'loyes mitochas einod." So that's what the pasuk wants you to do, not just to sit back and say, "This is what I have from my rabbeim, from my parents." That's chashuv. That's important, but you have to go further. That's the sheet of the Chavis HaLavos. Itaka is different than the sheet of the Kuzari and others. But this is his very major sheet, though. Anything, anything you can figure out yourself. That's one raya. And the second raya is from the pasuk in Yeshaya. So first the pasuk says, that's what you see with your seichel. And then, lo shamata, al derech hakabala vasmach. First comes Binu, and then Shalavicha v'yageitcha z'keinecha v'yomru loch. So that's the Chavis HaLavos Shita, that what you can be masik with your seichel, you're certainly supposed to try and learn. You're supposed to learn and understand and think about, and you have to learn from Svarim, but then you have to think and be convinced on your own, from your own seichel, Misha Yeshlo Yecholas Lasos Kain. Obviously, we're talking about someone with the ability to do so. Some people's reasoning ability is lacking, so Chavis HaLavos is not talking to them, but he's talking to people who can, should certainly develop thoughts and ideas and hashkofis through that. Okay.